brought to you in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital.
Before I bring on Melody and Bonnie, I'm going to play a track from Melody and the Boy Toys. You're going to love me. The track's called...
Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Tony.
You're on now. I had to block that out. It started jumping right at the end. Did you notice?
It was dancing.
It was kind of like a remix version.
Yes.
Welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show.
Thank you.
Melody and Bonnie.
Correct.
And I got it right this one time around. Of course, the actual act is called Melody and the Boy Toys. A bit of a strange name for the Boy Toys. Where did that come from?
I did a garage song called Boy Toy. And I like to work with male musicians only. And my band are called Melody and the Boy Toys because they're all men. And I like to play with them.
Yeah, I'll rephrase that.
And Bonnie's my friend. And we decided to do a duet called I Love Men. Yeah. And she's a solo artist.
Right, let's start with you then, right. Melody. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a singer-songwriter, promoter, a supported Mitch Winehouse.
Yes.
And Dee Ream, who sung You're the Best Thing.
That's right.
Tell us about yourself.
I'm from Richmond, Surrey. So I've got up at 6 o'clock to come all the way here, put my face on, put the wig on, and then get on the bus, the train, and then walk 50 minutes.
Well, at least you didn't walk from Surrey. At least you got the train first and then done the walking. If you'd done it the other way around, it would have been pretty hard.
I would have been here next Sunday.
That's right. You could have started a little bit early for the show. Bonnie, tell us about yourself. Now, I've got a few things about you here, because you've also worked with Mitch Winehouse and Omar.
Yes.
And you've had, what's this, 500,000 YouTube hits? Tell me about this and the connection with the Malay language.
Well, yeah, I grew up in Asia, in Brunei, mm-hmm. and so I spoke a bit of Malay then, and I just, randomly at the suggestion of a friend, they were like, oh, do a video for YouTube of your Malay song that you know how to sing. So I did, and then all of a sudden I started getting all these YouTube messages, and now it's like, I think I'm on 800 and something thousand now.
And she's got her clothes on.
I'll have to try that. That's something I have to try. So do something in Malay. How do you say Malay?
Malay.
Yeah. Just do some. Say, good morning, welcome to Phoenix FM.
Selamat pagi, selamat datang ke Phoenix FM.
Selamat pagi,
that's good morning. Selamat pagi. Selamat datang is welcome.
Welcome. So if I say selamat pagi, Jane, selamat pagi.
Selamat pagi.
That's pretty cool. Hang on, put your mic up, I forgot. There, try again.
It does help, doesn't it? Selamat pagi.
Oh, that's a sexy one, isn't it? She sounds so sexy like that.
She's going to jingle.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy to say slammer pluggy. Pluggy. Slammer puggy.
You guys are doing it pretty well, actually.
Who speaks Croatian, Russian, and Spanglish?
I just made that up to make me sound interesting. I speak a little bit.
Do you don't speak any Essex then? All right.
No. Hello, darling, you right?
Is that how it goes? Because we're in the paper last week where they said that the slang now, or the East End language, is now here in Essex.
I find the people really friendly and lovely.
They're so nice to us on the way here.
They're so nice. They were like, oh, it's this way, you know, showing us directions.
They were probably pointing in the wrong direction out of Essex or something like that. What do you see us on the TV now? We have a couple of programmes kicking out from out here. Do you watch The Only Where's It?
Yes, I do. I only watch 1 hour of TV a week, and that's the only programme I watch because I really like it. I like
it. Is that
your
guilty pleasure?
Yes, I like Gemma. I think she's beautiful.
Oh, that's a friend of mine.
Really?
Did you have quite a few of her gigs, her birthday party?
Lovely.
Yeah, she's got just owned a shop in Brentwood.
Oh my God.
So if people listening, you can find that in Brentwood. They do toy tours in there. I was in the high street last week. There's all coaches going past, they're pointing out the shops. God. Pretty strange, you know what I mean? They drove straight past me, not one person recognised me.
Is she as gorgeous in real life as she's on TV?
She is, yes. Yeah. They're all much the same.
Yeah.
Now, a quote from Twitter, you said, this is from your page.
Oh God.
We are bombastic, obsessed with food, and write songs for pop tarts.
Yes, that's true. I know I'm rather slight, but I am obsessed with food, and I do like my food, and I do
cook. She can't cook.
I don't cook.
She can't cook at all. Like cheese on toast, she can't even make.
I've never made a meal in my life. Well, I don't know if I can cook because I've never tried.
What? let's go to the music. Tell us about your musical journey. What made you go into music?
I'm just an exhibitionist, and I love music, and I love singing, and it's the only thing I'm good at because I can't cook. And I write songs, and I'd love to write a hit record for Rihanna or Madonna or Kylie or someone like that.
I'll have a word with them because they tend to tune into the show. I was going to ask you what band. One of my questions I always ask, but was what band influences is your music? And looking at your Facebook page, that uh-huh. you started your. Most people put a couple of little names on there.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got like 200 paragraphs.
I know.
Of the whole music industry. But if you could narrow that down a little bit, who would you say?
I like Madonna. Mm-hmm. I like Pet Shop Boys. I got their new album. It's fantastic. I like Scissor Sisters. I love disco. I love Chic. I like...
Got a new album out at the moment.
Yeah. I like Bruno Mars. I think he's a brilliant writer.
Yeah.
Rihanna, Britney. I like really cheesy music, but then I like really, like, deep, meaningful music as well. I just like good songs and you can dance to.
And if you could work with one of those artists, past or present, though, who would you go for?
I don't know. Madonna. I'd like to write a song for Madonna. I'd love to write a song for Madonna and sing with her, but she's a bit...
Touring again at the moment.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the single, brand new single, I Love Men. It's the new duet single from Bonnie here and yourself, Melody, and the Boy Toys.
Yes.
It's been released on iTunes by Bonus Brothers, I take
it. Yes, that's
the company. On July 22nd, so it's already out. Tell me a little about this track.
This track is a 3 minute, 18 second bombastic salsa samba pop explosion on the dance floor. I don't know what else to say.
Description.
That was it. And you even got the timing right. What was it again?
3 minutes, 18 seconds.
Wow.
That's what was on the press release. And we produced it ourselves originally in Hackney in Bonnie's studio.
Yeah, it was originally honky tonk, R&B, hip hop, funk, electro pop.
But if it's slightly out, I'll be straight on your case.
I know. But the thing is, it's all mathematical because the best pop songs within 1 minute should come to the chorus. And if you look, I think exactly after a minute it comes to the chorus.
Can you look on CD? Just see yourself.
I think I have marked it. If it's not, then
sue
me.
It is.
Right, now you performed at Ronnie Scott's, Westbourne Grove Studios, the Brick House. Is that the one in Romford?
No, it was in Brick Lane.
Oh, right, yep.
Burlesque.
Vibe Bar, Hackney Empire, China White, which has moved, isn't it, at the moment?
Yes.
Is that did you go the old one or the new one?
The old one.
The old one, yeah, that's great, wasn't it?
The old one was better anyway.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Embassy, Ministry of Sound, which is holding on there. They're trying to move that and build something horrible there, which would be a great shame. So all great venues, but what's your ideal gig for you?
My ideal gig is somewhere where they pay really well and they have a really good bar. I liked Floridita.
And that's good food, no doubt.
Good food, yes.
Made Floridita now.
Yes. Floridita's nice because it's chilled out and we performed there with Mitch.
That's what I was about to say. It's where you, the Mitch Winehouse gig was, wasn't it? Tell us a bit about that because he's...
Oh, my God.
I mean, obviously, he's doing quite a lot of charity work
really
at the moment.
He was really, really good.
His band are brilliant.
Yeah. Very charismatic performer as well. I had no idea what he would be like, but he was awesome. He's really nice as well. He's really interactive with the audience.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
Very interactive.
Was you a fan of Amy Winehouse?
No.
Not really.
Either.
I've never liked her. I'm sorry.
Well, Mitch, if you're listening to us, absolutely Back
we
to
like
the cab
you,
driving,
Mitch.
I think.
A good writer, but
I've got track one loaded up because hopefully it won't jump because the last one jumped a little bit. If not, we'll play it again off the MP3.
Right.
Tell us what's on track one because it's Bonnie. This is your track, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's Bonnie Freechild and it's Red Dress.
That's like a James Bond girl, isn't it? Bonnie Freechild.
I'd love to be a Bond. She's
free. So introduce this track and I'll put it on.
It's Bonnie Freechild and the song is called Red Dress.
Like you're the queen of something. Doing your little
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. I'm joined in the studio by Melody, Bonnie, and of course Jane Thorpe from the show after me from 2 o'clock, the new show, Optimistic for the People. It Welcome, Jane.
Yeah, thank you.
And you look like a sailor in that top. Look very, very nice.
Thank you.
It's a sailor's top, isn't it? Don't they used to wear the red and white? Or was it the blue and white? Can't remember.
I don't know. It's a bit nautical, though, isn't
it? It's very nautical, isn't it? Nautical, you should change your show to Optimistic for the Nautical People.
Optimistic for the sailors.
That was a bit, that was quite a big big mouthful of words there for me. From Essex. I did put it OFTP was the better, wasn't it? If we had the end, it's really good to start
again. We can abbreviate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, back to the music. Now, you're gigging at the moment, aren't you? Where can people find you next? Where's your next stop?
On the 26th of August bank holiday, I'm playing at the Environmental Fair, and I think it's a hippie fair.
So you can't make a mess.
They should have booked me, free child.
Oh, yeah. It's free love. It's Carl Shorten. I've got a walk there as well. No, we're joking.
And we're on your heels off this time.
Yes, I'll take
it. It'd be a hippie thing, so that'll be fine. You can go with that.
And it's in green grass. Yeah, we're on the main stage at 4:45, 26th of August, Environmental Fair. Just Google it.
It's going to be no good if you start doing international tours if you have to walk everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, no. We're going to have to get a driver or something. Yeah. We couldn't even see a taxi walking here. We were like, taxi, bus, human being, please.
Yeah, your station, probably. That's where they all park.
You must have walked straight past them. I think we should have hitchhiked. It's Essex. It's safe, no? You said it's safe.
Your crime rate is right?
Yeah, you'd have been all right, yeah.
With her skirt blowing.
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be easy. Wouldn't even have to stick our thumb out.
That would be a bit like.
We need another.
Careful. It'd be like that moment with the famous with the skirt goes up. Marilyn moment. Yeah. It'd be just over a drain, you just go. So now, have you got any tours planned in the future?
We've got no tours, but we are looking for tours.
And actually, I'm going to Malaysia. I'll be doing a few gigs around Malaysia. It's not an official tour, but it's my own little mini tour.
So what's your ideal gig? Do you like the pubs, clubs, or do you prefer the clubs? Because your music's quite dancey, so I take it you like to stick to the club type music.
I do, but I like to do like live dance music with my live band, and we program a lot of stuff. And
a live band, they're still alive, yep.
Yeah, they're alive, not dead. And I'm playing with an electric drummer.
Okay.
He's human, but he plays electric drummer.
That's the electric pads, you mean?
Yes, that's it.
He's not actually electric himself, he's not robotic.
No, unfortunately not. So we'll be doing an electro live pop set at the Environmental Fair on the 26th of August, and Bonnie and I are performing also at Freedom Bar in Soho on the 2nd of September.
Yes, yeah. Well-known place.
Cool. So that's a nice
venue.
I will try and come down. Now, talk about the song, because you're writing your own material. Mm-hmm. Is that just you, or is that a collective?
I write on my own as Melody and the Boy Toys, and Bonnie writes on her own as Melody and the Boy Toys, and I'm getting confused. Bonnie writes as Bonnie Free Child, and I Love Men is written by both of us. That's it. Yes.
What gets the ideas flowing?
Men.
Men. Oh, well, there's stories there. You just know there's stories there, isn't there?
We just love men.
Actually, we started another song called Booty Out.
Oh, that sounds good.
We never found
out. I just like the title. Okay. I don't worry about the song. Booty Out sounded good.
It started by her dancing around the room. She was going, get your booty out, get your booty out.
That's with the skirt that blew
bit
up
of a first.
So are we going to hear a song about skirts going up next?
Oh, no. God, I was thinking about that.
You could, the experience of coming to Phoenix is a song in itself.
Yeah.
Yes, Phoenix Rising.
The lyrics are flowing.
Flowing and going.
Yeah, I'll do a little bit of rap in there, a little bit of Essex twang. How did you get the lyrics for your songs? Do you write the song first, melody afterwards?
I always write the words
first.
I like
that little melody afterwards, I've got that in. But I just realised I said it.
I write the words first.
And then you try and put the tune to it.
We do it. We did everything though. I wrote them both at the same time. I think we did that mostly with I Love Men, didn't we?
Yeah.
But it was easy. It was like telling a story, you know.
It's tongue in cheek.
I want a man who's sexy.
All women want a man who's sexy, like yourself.
Absolutely. They're queuing up outside the door. True. Sometimes you can't get here. You're walking. the fans are out. They have to pull a blind down, and not today. getting papped or pelted, one of the two. I think it's pelted, that's what it was. Yeah, not papped. Tell us about the... because you've got a great video out.
Thank you.
Let's tell everyone about the video, because you've got... it's kind of cartoony in a way. It's like Austin Powers-style background for the I Love Men track. Tell us about that and how that was made, because obviously a bit of fun, wasn't it?
It was. It was directed by Jay de Brugna, and we had to audition male models.
We did.
Oh, hardships.
We had to
I'm sure you girls hated that, didn't you?
Castings.
They had to take their tops off and dance with me.
Yeah.
And we were just thinking about Benny Hill and the Two Ronnies and Little and Large.
Yeah, and I wasn't 80s. Even there. That's good, isn't it? Running around with me top off. I was Little and Large, Benny Hill.
And we were just chasing them on screen, weren't we? And just having fun. We just want to bring the fun back into pop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because everything's a bit too serious now.
Mm. And that's, you can see that on, it's on YouTube.
On YouTube, on Bonnie's channel and my channel. And just Google I Love Men.
And it's got a mockumentary with it. Have you seen that?
No, not yet.
Oh, my God.
Catch that out. That's pretty. It sounds pretty cool. I did see the link for that, but I haven't actually watched it yet.
Yes, it's like a... The making of the video, almost, an interview about it, but it's. I have to say, it is a mockumentary.
We're not seriously divas.
No, not much.
And you both... But you've also both got separate music videos on YouTube. You've got a few. I've seen you doing a couple of dance tracks, actually, on when I Googled. So you're both doing independent stuff as well.
Yes.
Your current track, is that the first main video, or do you have others out? Production style, I'm talking about, not film from life.
That's both of our first main videos for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We've been in other people's videos, you know, featuring and stuff.
But this is the first time that we... work together with a song and did a proper video, because we've never really done that before, because we're a bit, I don't know, we were a bit apprehensive, but now we've thought, you know what, let's just go with the flow, make
2013.
It comical. Yeah.
Are you going to be planning any more in the coming months?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe for a stage version, keep your ears peeled.
Yes.
Of I Love Men.
Yeah, that'd be good with all the men coming on. It'd be like that advert where they sit there and go, and they come on. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And it's an advert for sweets. I don't know which ones they are, but you know that advert.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all in the big, they're all lined up. They've got the little goggles.
Yes.
And then you can come on, and that would sound pretty good. Now, on the going back to the tracks, now you've got enough tracks now for EP, possibly an album?
I'm a perfectionist. I'm looking for a producer. So if there's any producers out there, get in touch. They're really hard to come by. They're like
I'll
boyfriends.
I'll text Jay-Z later. I'll see what
Please
he's doing.
Do.
Yeah, see what he's doing.
But yeah, I'd love to. I want to be creative. I want to keep writing. You know, I like Wright said, Fred, I'm too sexy. I Love Men is the summer of 2013. Do you remember that song? I'm too sexy for Milan.
They done another advert, didn't they? Do you remember the advert? They came back out of fella, they wear the white shirts. I'm definitely the white said Fred one, aren't I?
I'm too
sexy. That's an East End song, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't
too sexy.
Yeah. It is. They was East End boys, weren't they? That's why. So, you're unsigned. You're obviously going to try and change that.
Yes.
It's media, really, that does this, doesn't it, with the YouTube clips. Mm-hmm. Tell us about where people can find you. Obviously, you can Google you.
Yep.
It'll come up quite quick. You've got a Facebook page. You've got two Facebook pages.
Yeah, I've got Melody and the Boy Toys, the fan page. I haven't got many people on there, so please join Melody and the Boy Toys. I've got, 3 million people on Facebook as Melody Boy Toy, but I'd rather they join my fan club. And, you know.
So, is it Boy Toy or Boy Toys?
It's on Facebook, it's Boy Toy, but it is Boy Toys, because if you're a man and you're good looking, then you're a boy toy.
Gotcha.
So that includes you, of course.
She's growing. She makes it plural. There's more of them now.
That's right. Yes.
They're fans.
Lots of male models with their tops on.
Exactly.
James, you could be in this group. Would you like to be in a group, girl group?
If there's male models floating around with their tops off, I mean, I'm sure I could find an afternoon free. One
to a bit of filming and a video.
Exactly.
A bit of filming for a music video, that is. what else could we be suggesting there? Now, we're going back to you, Bonnie. Do you have your own sites? Or?
Yes, I've got Bonnie Freechild, so it's FREECHYLD, on Facebook and SoundCloud and YouTube.
And website.
And my website, BonnieFreechild.com. I've got an EP coming out soon.
Okay, tell us about that.
I've almost finished it. I am doing it with a guy called MX Hugo, who's a producer. He's got a band as well called 85th Decibel. You should check them out, actually. Mm-hmm. They're really good. We've almost finished doing that. We've got one more song to finish writing and a bit more recording to do. And so that'll be out probably early September now. And, I'm going to do a video for that. Mel's going to be in it, of course, in the background.
Going with my skirt. This.
Yeah,
over my hair.
And if you need any short fat blokes with bald hair, just walk to walk across. I'm the man. I can do that. Just Benny Hill style.
Yeah, you
have to come
in as well.
Absolutely.
Could you do that again?
I love that.
Like the real thing then. I was just watching it.
I want the ringing tone on my phone. If anyone's got it, can you send it to me?
I just expected someone to come up and start slapping my head now really hard. So that again,
saucy.
I know, a bit strange. Keep away, Jane.
I'll restrain myself.
Shall we try one of this track that you're going to sing to?
Yeah, we're going to sing it. Yeah, live.
You're going to do it, sing it live. We're going to. It's track three, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Track three.
I hope he doesn't skip.
If it skips, we'll just stop it and play it on MP3. Okay. It's not a problem. Yeah, we're a professional outfit. We can do these things.
I think I have it on here as well. Actually.
So it shouldn't be too bad. You ready?
Yes. Yeah. I love
fingers
men.
Fingers crossed.
Here we go. Live.
Laundering and thieving, I'm not looking for the kind. Loving and giving, never ceasing, that's the kind of guy I'll find. I love men, I love men, I love men, I love men. I love men, I love men, I love men, I love him, the end.
Comrades, we love Tony.
He knows how to play. Cheating and lying, sponging and thieving, I'm not looking for that kind. Loving and giving, never deceiving, that's the kind of guy I'll find. I love men, I love men, I love men, I love men. I love men, I love men, I love men, I love them in the end. Homeless. Don't care for personality.
Ooh, saucy.
I'm laughing because I forgot to put the jingle up. I was listening to it on the headphones, but no one else could, but there you go. Such is life. That sounded really good. That was great, wasn't it? Good live version there of your
course.
New track.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Phoenix FM. Before you go, let's talk a little bit more about the... music, because a lot of the guests that we talk about in here are the X Factors. We were talking about it off air earlier on. Britain's Got Talent, of course. Is that something you'd look at if you got asked? Because I know they tend to pull them now a little bit. If you've got a lot of followers, you get invited on. Would you do that?
We've both been asked to go on The Voice and twice now, and we've auditioned and we didn't get through. And I don't know.
I'm not good at auditions, though, you know. Like, if it was a record label, it'd be fine, just in case there's any record labels listening. But like with those, that kind of pressure in that kind of room where they're like, we've got a camera on
facing
you.
The wrong way.
They want a sob story.
Yeah.
And I don't have
to tell
one.
Them about walking from Shenfield to here. That's pretty dramatic.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is actually.
I just filmed a bit there. You
know, I'm traumatised. Oh my God.
Walking through Essex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Saucy.
Jane, would you do that? Would you go on X Factor?
On The Voice. Or
X Factor. The Voice or whatever?
I don't know.
Just what do you think of talent shows? Do you think they're a good thing? I mean, they're not. I mean, certainly not a bad thing. They're good fun to watch. But do you think we've had enough of them now?
We have to be careful here because Mari, who does the Saturday show, her brother is the presenter of The Voice.
Oh wow!
So in Australia, I think they're a very good thing.
Hello, Mari. Not calamari.
No, I like calamari. Oh, yummy.
So yeah, I mean, it is a fast track way, I suppose. It certainly does.
It's an avenue, but I just think they should be. More opportunities for people who do it in an organic, natural way.
Yeah, I think a lot of we're talking about the Only Ways Essex earlier on. Well, once you go on to these type of shows, your followers certainly will jump 400,000 or 500,000. You know,
it's good publicity, but then the product.
What about creative control? Do you think you retain creative control if you go and do something like that?
No.
You don't.
They say they do, but I think they sign a gagging order.
They do, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, you're happy doing this, and you're going to sing another song, and you're going to smile.
So you've got to have a sob story and lose creative control.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's for people who want to be famous. If you want to be a musician full time, you know, you just got to do it yourself.
Yeah, it's good if you don't write songs and you're in that, like, you know, the generation that's like these sort of teenagers now, and they're like, they just want fame and they might have some talent as well. That
so
sounds
if
dodgy,
you just really
want to
sing and just use your voice.
Yeah, then, you know, that's a good thing, I think. But it is kind of pushing people that do it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you want to do music, I mean, there's no stopping you going into a pub and singing.
No, exactly. And I believe you're right. Go into the clubs, go into the pubs, do it live, DJ, know your audience, know what you're doing, and you'll get respect, experience, and then you'll have a good product.
Absolutely. I think most people nowadays want instant. They want
to
go on
stage,
and
they think, oh, it's that easy, just come on stage and sing a song. No, you need to rehearse, you need to know the lyrics, you need to write the song, you need to get the band, it's work. People are scared of work. People don't want to work anymore. They just go, I'm going to be on Stars in Their Eyes as Lionel Richie, and then we'll be okay.
But they got the new one out now. There was one on last night, wasn't it?
Oh!
Emmerdale Girl. Who's That Face or something? It was awful.
Who's That Face? Who's That Voice?
That's it. Oh, blimey. It was fun to watch, but it was the scene wasn't up to par.
Oh, it's awful.
Now, before you go, I always ask people if they could go on a dinner date. If you two could go on a dinner date with anyone, past or present, who would you pick? Don't pick me.
I was going to pick you.
Who would you, or Jane, who would you pick if you could pluck someone, past or present, don't have to be in music, could be a comedian, an actor, just for non-romantic, but just a meal.
Joan Rivers. I'm obsessed with her.
I'd like to see these girls with Benny Hill as well.
Oh, yeah.
Very fast food.
Running. Just for that, you could just do that. You could be
Benny
running
Hill
around.
And Joan Rivers.
There you go.
I'd do Michael Jackson.
Yeah, MJ, yeah, it's a quite popular
and
answer.
And what food would you have?
Oysters Kilpatrick.
I like lasagna.
Yeah, ours is like fish fingers. Do you know what? Yeah, in a sandwich with tomato sauce. When I finish a gig after, and if there's any left cold, sandwich together.
I like doner kebab. It's my favourite meal.
See, fast food, Benny Hill. You could have done.
Yes. Yeah. And they can chase me around the chip shop with my skirt going up. Oh, saucy.
The straight off the carry-on film.
Tomato sauce, barbecue sauce.
It's the matron part, isn't it? Oh, matron.
I love that. I wish it would come back. They tried it and it didn't.
No, look, you need the original cast, don't you?
I know.
So, what's next for you for the rest of the year?
We are just promoting it, getting it out there. We're hitting all the gay radio stations, PR companies, Europe, Germany.
We're going to be doing lots of PAs, PAs in clubs, Brighton and London.
Australia have been playing it, Joy FM, big gay radio
station.
And
I'll be in Australia later this year as well, so I'll go and promote it a bit out there as well.
We just want it out.
Yeah.
Okay, pretty cool. Well, we'll be playing it here on Phoenix
FM.
Thank
you.
Have a great day, and good luck with the single.
Thank you, Tony.
I shall be putting it round on the showpage blog.
Yeah,
so you'll be able to
read
it.
I can't wait to see the video.
We've got a copy for you.
Really looking forward to it.
Yes.
PR, darling, PR.
Sign that, in case you get really famous. Yeah, Jane, you've got to check it out. It's a great video.
I'm really looking forward to it.
It's fun, isn't it? That's the word.
It is. We want to bring the fun back into fun.
But it's also a great track. Take away the video. It's also a great fun track.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
And are we going to hit some Robin Thicke now? Do you like Robin?
Yes.
And Farrell, because he's producing so much tunes at the moment, and he more or less puts his name on it.
I know.
And it goes to number one. So
he's talented.
If you can put just put on there Farrell, your job done.
Number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Tony. Everybody get up.